There is no limit, you're gonna...
There's one machine here that is only displaying two, and everybody else seems to be displaying many.
Has he done a search?
I don't know.
Because you're in a different position, you're not in the OOA RACES section.
Oh, okay.
You're Advanced Planning Unit Leader, so you're only seeing the records for Advanced Planning. So if you were to click on all the EOC button there, now you'll see everybody's.
Thank you.
Yep. So you'll only see the entries, you know, specific to your sector, to your position. You can then, you can see beyond your position by looking at everybody in your section or everybody in the EOC if you had an interest by selecting one of those buttons in the upper left. So this gentleman was in a different position, so he was only seeing the entries for individuals that were in that position. But if he clicks all EOC, then he can see all the RACES entries as well. So, all right, any other questions about activity log? This is kind of the piece that you would most play with, right, for tracking communications and tracking messages within the EOC. So to get out of here, it's real simple, just like you would exit out of anything, hit the red X in the upper right-hand corner. And your control panel should reappear. Now, the next thing that I'm going to show you, this is just going to be more of an observe, because it doesn't work when everybody's in the same position, because we only do one of these entries for each jurisdiction. So we've got 30 people that are in the OA right now, but we would only do one entry for the OA. So I'm just going to show you what it is so that you can understand what it's all about. But it's the Jurisdiction Information Management System. It's called JIMS for short. It's not a guy, it's a form. We have these paper forms called JIMS forms, J1 through J6 or 7. And we used to fax these forms out when we activated this EOC. We would fax them out to every jurisdiction in the county, and they said, fill this out with your jurisdiction status and fax it back to us. Well, we've got 3 outgoing fax machines, we've got 3 incoming fax machines, and we have 115 jurisdictions in the OA. So how long do you think it took to get the faxes out and back?
7 hours?
Let's go with days. For the most part, we could get most of them in a few hours, but not really efficient. So we started emailing them. That worked a little bit better. But now we have a way for jurisdictions to report into us directly in WebEOC. So I'm going to click on this JIMS board. And you're going to see this is kind of what we call the scoreboard. Because it gives you a snapshot. If you remember this whiteboard over here on this wall, those of you that were here for activations in the past, you might remember, we had city status, we had school district status, we had county agency status, and we would mark them, you know, by color code what the status of each jurisdiction was. This replicates what used to happen on those boards. So a jurisdiction will activate their EOC, they'll attach themselves to an incident, they'll tell us what the status is of their jurisdiction. So I'll go ahead and just run through the steps here real quick.
Is this where cities would appear to?
Right, so exactly. So a city would make entries here. So most likely what would happen is one person in a city EOC would be tasked with updating this information. Can everybody hear me okay while I have my back to everybody? Okay. Except for those of you that I'm yelling at the back of your head. So when a jurisdiction comes into JIMS to report their status, generally what we would do is still send out an email blast. We would say the county operational area has activated their EOC. What is your jurisdiction status? The emergency managers usually for the individual cities will come in and fill this form out. So they'll go into initial activation status, and it was labeled as step one. And they're going to fill out who they are. Now, me as the county, I can make this report for anybody. But you know, say I'm Mission Viejo. My EOC is activated to a level 2, which is kind of a middle range activation. I've got moderate impact. Well, I guess I should pick different ones so you can see the different colors. Minor impact, but things are getting worse. So So I activated my EOC 10 minutes ago. I didn't do that right. Where's my save button? All right, my developer and I will have another talk about that.
Good.
Activated it 10 minutes ago. My damage level is moderate. Who's the primary contact? This could be a liaison officer in the EOC. It could be the city emergency manager. It's just whoever the primary contact is. Oh, apparently I've done this before. Who's the 24-hour contact? Usually it's a dispatch center. Sometimes it's somebody on a BlackBerry, an answering service. Whoever, if we can't get a hold of the primary contact, what's the 24-hour point of contact? And how do they want to be contacted? They can fill out any or all of these fields, but they have to mark one that's preferred. So a lot of times phone is the preferred field, but you can also get me on Silver One Communications. All right, so I can fill any of those out. Same for my 24-hour point of contact. Fax number if you have it. Alternate phone if you want. And then they just put a brief situation update for their jurisdiction. So say we're dealing with an earthquake felt in City Hall, strong shaking, assessing damage, right? Something like that. So they go ahead and they've made their initial report for their jurisdiction. They're gonna save this. And now they appear on the scoreboard. There's Mission Viejo with everybody else. Mission Viejo's reported in the general status of their city. What we allow people to do is add incidents. So that's step two on the button. If an incident's already created, they can jump onto it. There's a zombie attack in there from another training we did. Or if there's one, what you have is not listed, you can go ahead and add it. So in this case, we're playing earthquake, right? Again, we've done that before. And, did I add it as Mission Viejo? Sorry, it's a little bit more confusing at the county level because we can be different people. We have an identity crisis. I forgot to select who I was. Why did it still not go? Killing me tonight, making me look bad.
Hey, Brian?
Yes?
Something else you might want to talk to your developer about. I noticed when we go into an incident, like if I hit Mission Viejo, I'm now in a position where I could change their data.
You can as the operational area, but not as anybody else.
Oh, okay.
So
it's only because we're up here.
Right. So if I was Mission Viejo when I went into Dana Points, I can see all of their information, but I can't save it. So you would actually get an error. We have, if you noticed that all-seeing eye next to the county logo, the developer thought that was funny, put that in there. Because as operational area users at this EOC, we can modify other cities' information. We can make updates for them.
Oh, and this wasn't written by the Freemasons then?
No. It's not a Freemason. But we could probably come up with a really good movie script, right?
Yeah.
Something like this. Why is Web EOC? It's part of the clues to the Illuminati. No. It took me a second to come up with a term there, but I got it.
The Illuminati controversy.
One of the reasons that we do that is because sometimes we can run Web EOC locally up here without having outside internet access. So if we were in a situation where the internet is generally down for most people, we can make entries on other cities' behalf. And so we would do that by taking the information probably through RACES or over the OA radio. Somehow we would get that information into us, but we can enter that as the operational area on their behalf for documentation purposes.
You might still want to consider, I know it adds a step, but having an edit button. You have to turn on the ability to change just so you can't make an inadvertent change and
right.
Save it, and now something can change and no one knew where it can be changed.
Right.
granted, you do have to hit the save button, but still, if people are used to hitting the save button when they leave the page.
Right, and it is one thing to consider, because everybody in all the OA positions have the capability to edit, and maybe we don't need that. Or maybe it needs to be another step in there for right. Okay, yeah, that'll be something to talk with them about. But yes, generally, one jurisdiction can't edit another jurisdiction's information. So once you've added an incident, which jurisdictions can do status updates for their jurisdiction. So they do one activation, they can go back in and update their status, but they can also add these specific entries. One of them that's really important is the initial damage estimate. In order for us to go and request a governor's declaration or ask the governor to get a presidential declaration, we have to be able to show an initial damage estimate that says we believe that we have this amount of damage in our county. And as the operational area, it's important for us to collect that as quickly as possible from the cities, because we're the collection point. The operational area is the collection point. We're that intermediate level between the local jurisdictions and the state. That's what the operational area is all about. So Mission Viejo has to go out and do a damage assessment for the city of Mission Viejo. They then make that report to the operational area. The operational area is also collecting that information from the other 33 cities in the county, along with special districts, school districts, all the other folks, right? We got 115 of them. So if we have everybody entering their information into WebEOC, it tabulates all the numbers for us. So as the reports come in, our damage numbers go up, and we can go, perfect. Let's call the state. Let's get a declaration. Let's tell them we want a presidential. Because as sad as it is, and you guys probably know, ham radio operators, the FCC wants you to keep a station log, right? You've got to document the things that you do. We have to document everything that we do in emergency management, because if we get money from the federal government or we get money from the state, once everything's all well and good and the disaster's over, auditors show up. And they go, show us how you spent our money. And if we haven't properly documented how decisions were made and how money got spent and how we responded to the disaster, we end up writing checks back. And that's not a good thing. The LA riots, the LA Police Department did not document how they used their police vehicles during the riots. So they couldn't show which police vehicles were responding to the riots and which police vehicles were being used for normal police operations. There was no records of how the vehicles were being used. So the federal government said, oh, sorry, you need to give us money back. The city of LA had to write a check back to the federal government for $4 million because they didn't properly document how their vehicles were used. So we need to document everything that we do. We need to document why we ask for resources, how we know we don't have the resource that we're asking for. If I go out and buy a water truck, like a potable water truck, but Public Works had one available, and I didn't use theirs, I'm not gonna get money back for that truck that I bought. Federal government's gonna say, too bad, you just bought a truck. Because you had one available, you should have used it first. But if I can show that that other truck is already obligated and in use, and I need a second one, and I don't have it, and I can't get one except to borrow somebody else's, now that money will get reimbursed. So a big part of this is a money game, and it's unfortunate, but that's what it is. Because when we're talking disasters, we're talking millions of dollars, talking lots of money, right? We don't come out and play for 25 bucks, right? We're here because we're talking lots and lots of money. Especially in Orange County, we are not gonna get, because we're so densely populated, we're not gonna get a federal disaster declaration unless we hit really high damage marks. Like, we need to probably see about 500 buildings with damage before we're gonna realistically get a declaration. So we've gotta have our ducks in a row. You know, things that would get a declaration in Podunk, Iowa will not get a declaration in Orange County because of our population, because of how densely populated we are. They expect more before they give us money.
Does that mean they expect the county to be more self-sufficient and prepared and organized and everything?
they expect us to foot more of the bill. Yeah.